Alright, saints, can we read together loud? Ready? Begin.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery, bringing you to fear again, but you have received the spirit of sonship, in which we cry, Abba Father!
Amen!
Hallelujah.
Amen. How about brothers? One more time. Brothers. Ready?
Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery, bringing you into fear again, but you have received the spirit of sonship, in which we cry, Abba Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 14 and 15, right? I was blessed by this verse a few weeks ago. And I felt in my spirit to share this message with you. I believe this message will be encouragement to all of us. Not just an encouragement, we are praying for the healing and restoration today, that our relationship with God will be restored.
Amen.
That we will get deeper with Him. We'll get more intimate with Him. And perhaps we pray for the true revival here at Wonguk-dong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The revival starts with one person. One person. And then it will spread like a wildfire. So let you be the one that God can start revival with, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I pray that you will open your heart today. You're going to open your heart wide. It's all about your attitude. Okay, it's all about your attitude. Or your determination. Am I just here to fulfill my religious duty? Or am I here to really hunger and thirst for righteousness? Hunger and thirst for God? I don't know about you, but I'm desperate. I'm desperate for the Lord, and I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for the Lord. I need His touch, His divine touch. I need His anointing, His presence. How about you, brothers and sisters? Are you hungry? Are you desperate? Well, I pray God will give you, God will stir up the hunger. But even getting hungry for the Lord, only God can do it, right?
Amen.
So I pray that God will stir up your hunger. Can we pray that prayer? You can repeat after me. Lord Jesus, stir up a true hunger within me. I want to be hungry for you.
I want to be thirsty for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So let's go to verse 14, and it says, led by the Spirit.
Amen.
We know this is very, very important. Now, who are the sons of God? Who are led by the Spirit. Okay, we have to know the Spirit, otherwise we'll be wandering people. We need to know the Spirit, okay? Jesus, God, became man, and He lived 33 years and a half years, and He died on the cross, and when He rose again, He became a life-giving spirit. So Jesus became the Spirit. There are two becomings of God. God became man, and then He went through the process. And then He became a spirit. So Jesus is the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
So we need to be led by the Spirit, because the Spirit is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus is no longer in the form of human. He died. He rose again. He resurrected. He ascended. He's in the throne of God.
Amen.
But He's with us, within us now as a spirit.
Amen.
As a pneuma. As the wind. As the air. As the breath.
Amen.
So you and I, we must believe God. Jesus lives in us as a spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, talk to somebody. You must be led by the Spirit.
You must be led by the Spirit.
I pray that you're not here just because of some other reasons. other human reasons, right? Other your own reasons. But I pray that you are here because you are led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You know the story of Israelites, right? They're always led by the Spirit. When they came out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea. They were baptized, right? After baptism, they're in the wilderness. And they're always led by the Spirit. How do we know that? Well, they were a pillar of cloud in the daytime and pillar of fire in the nighttime. So they always follow. With the pillar of cloud and fire, they move. If the pillar of cloud and fire, they remain, stay, they stay. We follow the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't follow the denomination. We don't follow the politics.
Amen.
We don't follow the pastor. We don't follow human. We follow Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 These are the sons of God.
Amen.
Okay. These are the sons of God. Now Galatians 5:16, we know, lead by the Spirit. Next. And verse 25 says, walk in the Spirit. So these are the sons of God. Brothers and sisters, God is calling us to walk in the Spirit,
Amen.
To live in the Spirit,
Amen.
To return to our mingled spirit.
Amen.
God's Spirit and human spirit mingle together, and it's called mingled spirit. Two spirit, God's Spirit, my spirit, but then it got united. First Corinthians 6:17, he who is joined, joined to the Lord is one spirit. There are two spirits, but now it's one spirit. So we cannot distinguish which is which. We are one with the Lord, one with Jesus, one with the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the sons of God.
Amen.
And we are the sons of God, right? Oh, Lord Jesus. Raise your hand if you are sons of God here. How many sons of God we have? That includes sisters. Sons include daughters, okay? Don't be offended. Whenever Bible talks about sons, it includes all the believers. Amen. So these are the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? These refers to those who are led by the Spirit of God. Alright, praise the Lord. God desires many sons. The Son died on the cross so that He can produce many sons. So we have many sons here, right? Jesus is the Son, the only Son. But He came and He died on the cross and He rose again to produce many sons.
Amen.
And we are that many sons. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we have received the Spirit of Sonship.
Amen.
And we can cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Not only Jesus can call Abba, Father, which He did. When did He call Abba, Father?
On the cross.
And on the mountain of Gethsemane, right?
Amen.
Abba, Father, not my will, but Your will be done. You see, Jesus called Father, Abba, Father. Now, we can also call God our Abba, Father.
Amen.
Why? Because we have received Spirit of Sonship.
Amen.
Spirit of Sonship.
Amen.
This is great. We can call God our Abba, Father.
Amen.
Which religion can dare to call God Father? You tell me, which religion? There is no religion that encourages you to call God Father. Many religions, almost all the religion out there made by man, that's a false gods, right? Idols. To them, God is very fearful, right? Very fearful
right,
God.
Right.
They dare not to call God Father. But here, the true gospel, the true message of the Bible, which encourages us, which urges us to call God Father. Not just Father, but Abba Father. You know what Abba means? Abba? In Korean, it's very easy. It's called Appa, Aboji. You know, when you are young, you call your father what? Did you call your father Father, or what did you call? Dad. So when he's young, when we were young, we call our father Dad, right? Or Daddy. I really enjoy when my two boys, when they were young, they're all now college graduates, so. But when they were young, I really enjoy when they call me Daddy. Now I cannot hear that word anymore. I wish I can go back to that 20 years ago. They call me Daddy, Daddy, and they follow me. Okay, they follow me. Daddy, Daddy, and I feel so good. My two boys are following me, and they're calling me Daddy, Daddy. there's I don't know what it is, but it's just whenever I hear that word daddy, I feel so good. That's right. I am your daddy. I am your daddy. Just bear with me for 10 to 15 minutes. It's killing my voice, this AC. So, whenever, Abba means dad, daddy. It's a very intimate term. All right? Abba is daddy. And father is father. When you grow up, you call your father father. So, we are calling our God daddy, father, Abba, father. Oh, it's so sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so sweet, isn't it?
Oh,
Abba,
Father.
Oh, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Oh, He's your true Father.
Amen.
He's the one who birthed you.
Amen.
You came from Him.
Amen.
And we are returning back to Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the story, right? God made man, going back to Genesis, Genesis 1, 26, God made man in the image of God. Right? God made each one of us.
Amen.
And He breathed the breath of God. Neshema, that was a spirit. So God made us with His spirit, with His life. But then we know Adam committed sin by obeying to the words of serpent, the devil. So there's a big problem now. But then God restored that relationship that was broken by sending His only one and Son, Jesus. And to restore our relationship now with the Father by dying on the cross, shedding the precious blood. Right? And then whoever calls on the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, as soon as we are saved, this is what happens. We are receiving the spirit of sonship.
Amen.
And then we can cry out, Abba, Father.
Amen.
What a glorious, amazing news.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. So we have many sons here. Praise the Lord. God desires more sons. Okay. Alright. Verse 15. Can we read, saints? Let's read verse 15. Begin.
For you have not received the spirit of slavery, bringing you into fear again. But you have received the spirit of sonship, in which we call Abba, Abba.
So this is the verse that the burden that I have in my heart for you, for all of you, including myself. Now let's go one by one. The spirit of slavery. Now, we know once upon a time, right, we all were slavery of the devil. We're all slavery of the devil, slavery of the devil. We're the children of the devil, Bible says. We're the children of the devil. We were before. But praise the Lord, not anymore. We were rescued by the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We were redeemed by the Lord, redeemed Amen. By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We have been what? Regenerated in our spirit.
Amen.
So, but praise the Lord because He has delivered us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, not only delivers us, He's transforming us, right? And we will be glorified when He comes back. Okay,
Amen.
Let's go. So, we have now received the spirit of slavery that fears again. That fear again. Okay? So, what kind of fear do you have today? Deep within you. I'm sure there's some kind of fear. Maybe for you, you have a fear of future. I don't know what future holds. When I think about my future, oh, I'm hopeless. And you have that fear. Maybe some of you have a fear of your health. Oh, I'm losing my health. I'm getting sick here and there and everywhere. And I don't have an insurance. Oh, Lord. And the Korea. Although, yeah, Korea has one of the best hospitals, you know that, right? In the whole world, right? Many people from Europe and even the U.S., they're coming to Korea for getting treatment. Praise the Lord for these good hospitals. But if you don't have insurance, you feel insecure. So you maybe have some fear. Or fear of your, I don't know, of your children. But praise the Lord, listen, this perfect love that we have, love of the Father, cast out all the fear.
Amen.
Look at this verse, 1 John 4:18. Ready? Begin. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one fears is not made perfect in love. So we are in Christ now, The Spirit has entered into us. Listen, we have received the spirit of sonship. Now we have no fear. Fear. If you have a fear, that's a lie. If you have fear of something, listen to me. It's a lie.
Amen.
It's from the devil.
Amen.
It's from the hell.
Amen.
So we should not agree with that fear. Amen.
Amen?
When the fear comes, you say, in Jesus' name, I reject fear.
Amen.
I bind fear.
Amen.
Go. And I lose love, joy, peace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you have a fear? So why don't you bind it now? Alright? In Jesus' name, I bind what?
Spirit of fear.
Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go. Okay, we did not receive spirit of slavery, that fear again, but we have received a spirit of sonship. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, first let me explain about received. The word received in the Bible is so important. It's so good. This is what gospel is all about. The gospel is not me doing something for him. The gospel is not about me committing myself to God and working hard for him. No. The gospel is not about me accomplishing something for him. No. Jesus has accomplished everything for us.
Amen.
And the only thing that we can do is to receive.
Amen.
Receive what he has already accomplished.
Amen.
Receive what he has done on the cross.
Amen.
Jesus said, it is finished. So we only need to receive. Now, the word receive means faith.
Amen.
This is the secret. Brothers and sisters, this is the secret. You want to be a man and woman of faith?
Amen.
Then continue to receive.
Amen.
Continue to receive his dispensing.
Amen.
He's dispensing. He's distributing. He's giving himself into you.
Amen.
Every day, every moment.
Amen.
You just need to realize that spiritual realm. Some of you, or some of us, that we're not realizing in that spiritual realm. And we're not open vessel, we're a closed vessel. That's why, even though God is dispensing himself into us, we can't receive because we're closed. So praise the Lord, you can only open yourself as an open vessel and God will dispense himself into you. Amen.
Amen.
So receive. Look at this now. John 1:12. This is the secret verse. It's a very strategic verse when you preach the gospel to others. Okay? They only need to receive. Okay, look at this. Ready? Begin. But as many as receive him, to them give the power he gave to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. You see that? Many who receive, give them power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. So, word believe. Receive means believe. Believe means receive. So when you believe in him, you will receive what he wants to give it to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. One of the greatest prayer you can pray to God is this. Okay. Why don't you repeat after? Let's pray together. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm an open vessel.
I'm an open vessel.
Help me to continue to be an open vessel.
Amen.
That's all I can do. That's all I can do.
That's all I can do.
Amen. Just be an open vessel.
Amen.
That's all you need to do.
Amen.
You want to do something for God? Be an open vessel.
Amen.
If you don't open yourself, then how can God give blessings? Give himself to you. Some of you, your cap is closed. Your cap is closed. Maybe you're closed because your mind is closed. I'm not open to that kind of gospel. My gospel is something else. Whatever. Maybe you're emotionally sick. And there's turmoil in your emotion. You know, there's a big problem with your emotion. So your cap is closed. Maybe your willpower is so weak. That even today, right? We see the many empty seats here. Why? Because the willpower. They don't have a will to come and to worship. You see, so we need to open ourselves and remain as an open vessel.
Amen.
So God can fill you with himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is what I'm by receive. Now receive what? Receive what? Receive a spirit of sonship. Oh, praise the Lord. Spirit of sonship. Okay. The reason you can cry, Abba, Father, is because you have received the spirit of sonship. Listen, do you understand this? The reason you, when you call Abba, Father, there's something moving in your heart. You feel something sweet, love, care. Why? Because you have received spirit of sonship. If you have not received the spirit of sonship, guess what? You cannot call Abba, Father. Do you think non-believers can cry Abba, Father, to our Father, to our God?
No,
they can't. Only if you receive the spirit of sonship. So when you call Abba, Father, this is the evidence that you have received the spirit of sonship. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Did you receive the spirit of sonship?
Amen.
So how about we call him Abba, Father?
Abba, Father.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need to cry.
Amen.
Okay, next. You know, we have a crying spirit. Did you know that we are born? If you are reborn, if you are born again, that means you and I, we have a crying spirit. Do you agree with this?
Amen.
If you don't have a crying spirit, something's wrong. Something is blocking. Something is hindering. That you need to repent or confess and get that away from you, because you and I, we have crying spirit.
Amen.
This is normal. If you're not crying, you're abnormal. Do you get this? Let me illustrate this. You're smiling. I like that, my son. Brother and son. Okay, look at this. Now, when baby's born, what happened? My first son, my first son, he cried when he was born. I don't know. How do you say baby? He cried. So there was no need for a nurse to spank the butt, right?
Yeah.
But when second son was born, Joseph, when he was born, he didn't cry. Now, when baby's born and he or she is not crying, what does that mean? What does that mean? Anyone know? Now, sisters know probably. You know, right? What does that mean?
It's something wrong.
Something very, very wrong.
Yeah.
What is wrong? He's not?
Maybe he's dying.
He's not breathing.
Breathing.
Oh, Lord. Did you know that? When a baby is not crying, he's not breathing. Good. If a baby is breathing, the first thing he will do is to cry. He will cry. So the baby is not crying, something's wrong. So the nurse or doctor will spank to cry.
Yes.
Hey baby, cry. Because this is the only way you can live. Cry so that the breath will be what? Open, right? Your breath will be open, and so you can cry and you can breathe. The starting of your breathing is crying. Did you know that? No wonder why Bible says, Romans 5, 8:15 today is right. We have received the spirit of sonship, which we cry.
Amen.
Cry.
Amen.
That word cry means cry.
Amen.
I'm crying right now.
Amen.
Right? I'm not softly spoken, right?
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, hello, how are you? Of course I can speak quietly, yes. But listen, being a children of God, being sons of God, has to do and includes crying spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even Bible says, oh, what's the verse? Jeremiah 33 verse 3. What's the verse? Call unto me. Call unto me and I will show you great and unsearchable things to you.
Yes.
Call unto me. That word call is actually crying out. The word call in Hebrew means kora. Q-A-R-A. And even the New Testament, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, that word call literally means utter a loud voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Utter a loud voice. It's not... Okay, And let's call on the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus. Everybody says, Lord Jesus. But then you are like, zip, zip your mouth and you're like, come on, let's call on the name of the Lord. And you can say, brother, I'm calling inside. I'm calling inside. That's not calling. You are meditating. Okay? There is a time for meditation. But when we call, we need to call. Seriously call. Because we have a crying spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Iman, hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to open your mouth wide. Bible says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We need to cry.
Amen.
It's a spiritual breathing. So importance of crying, Abba Father, there are three things I want to share with you. Number one, it's a spiritual breathing, right? So, okay, Lamentations 3:55, 56. I love this verse. Lamentations 3:55, 56. Ready? Begin. I call upon your name, O Jehovah, from the lowest pit. You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear at my breathing, at my cry. This is a wonderful verse, isn't it? You see, I call on your name. This is what? Breathing. Lord Jesus, whenever you call on the name of the Lord, you are breathing. Whenever you say, oh, Abba Father, you are breathing. If you don't breathe physically for 3 months, you die, right? Would you? Wouldn't you? For 3 months, if you stop breathing, you die. Maybe you have a longer breath so you can do last 5 minutes. So how about spiritually if we don't breathe? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Observe. What's going to happen if we don't breathe spiritually? What's going to happen? Huh? You're going to die, right? The same thing. Physical realm, spiritual realm, there's the same message. Brothers and sisters, we need to breathe.
Amen.
We need to cry, Abba Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Abba Father!
Amen.
We need to cry.
Abba Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How about we really call? Call from your stomach. Your deep down in your stomach. Right? Don't just call with your throat. Abba Father. No. Call from your stomach. Right? Cry. Oh, Abba Father. Right, ready? Let's call. Call on him and then listen. The second point. Second point is you are exercising your spirit. Did you know that you can exercise your spirit by calling on Abba Father? Not only, oh Lord Jesus, but you can call Abba Father and you can exercise your spirit. And the best thing you can do every day, every moment of your life is to exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because your spirit is hidden within your soul. And the spirit wants to come out because spirit is Jesus. It wants to come out, but you need to release it. But you cannot release it. Why? Because your soul is hindering. Right? Right? You understand? Even your body is hindering because your soul is hidden within your body. So the deepest part of you is the spirit. You need to release it. You need to exercise it. Amen?
Amen.
And when you cry, Abba Father, you are exercising your spirit. This is a beautiful thing. Isn't this beautiful?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you may be confused. Then what do you got to do? Abba Father. Amen?
Oh,
listen,
Father.
Now, from now on, all the answer is Abba Father. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Now, you don't know how to pray. You do not know the will of the Father. You're confused. You are in the suffering. You're anxious. You have many worries. You have no money in the bank. You have no food in the refrigerator. You are overwhelmed. You're under pressure. Oh, you are depressed. Do you understand this, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
You are exercising your spirit when you call Abba Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, we should not just call Abba Father during the Lord's table meeting. We should call Abba Father throughout the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Interchangeably. Oh, Lord Jesus. We can interchangeably call, right? Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Abba Father.
Amen.
Oh, my Father.
Amen.
Our Father.
Amen.
Everlasting Father. Oh, this is wonderful. Okay, so third. First was our breathing, spiritual breathing. Second, exercise spirit. Third, it's so sweet.
Amen.
It's so sweet. When my two boys, when they were young, they call me daddy, daddy, and they follow me. Oh, it was so sweet. Do you understand? I felt that. Oh, you understand?
Yes.
If anybody come and try to harm my boys, I'm going to show my karate skill. Yes, I'm going to defend, right? I'm gonna you understand? Not only defend, I'm going to get really upset. I'm going to really get angry, right?
Yeah.
Those who try to harm my boys. Do you understand? Listen, you are God's children.
Yeah.
You are sons of God. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So someone try to mess up with you, our Father will get upset. Do you understand? And your Father will protect you. Father will prevent you. Amen.
Amen.
Father will defend you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it's so sweet. Whenever you call him Abba, Daddy, he's feeling good. You feel good. If he feels good, you feel good, right? If you feel good, he feels good. So you can feel his love and care, feel his embracing, forgiveness, welcoming, accepting, understanding, everlasting love. Oh, this kind of love is what? This kind of love is what? It's stronger than the dynamite. Stronger, amen.
Amen.
It's sweeter than honey, amen.
Amen.
Oh, so sweet. It's bigger than the universe.
Amen.
This kind of love of a Father is unstoppable.
Amen.
It's everywhere and every time.
Amen.
Even now, this kind of Abba Father love is pouring out into our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. It's pouring out into our heart. Do you feel it? It's unstoppable, inevitable,
amen,
unfathomable,
amen,
and it's everlasting.
Amen.
Forever and ever, we're going to become the new Jerusalem, and we're going to enjoy this Abba Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise Abba Father forever!
Amen.
Let's recite together. It's unstoppable, right? Ready? Ready, saints? Okay, go!
It's unstoppable.
No, next one. Inevitable. Unfathomable. And it's everlasting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This kind of Abba Father love is within us.
Amen.
In our spirit. Isn't this great?
Amen.
I'm almost finished. Okay. Let's go. Let's finish it. All right. Mark 14:32 now. Okay. You ready, brothers? We're going to wrap up. We're going to close with this now. Okay. Just a few verses. Okay. Can you read now?
Amen.
Ready? Begin.
Abba Father.
See, even Jesus called Abba Father here, right? And he said, everything is possible for you, Father. Take this cup from me. If it's possible, take this cup from me. Now, he was about to be crucified. In the Mount of Gethsemane, the night before he was crucified, he prayed this prayer, Abba Father, take this cup. This cup was a cup of death, suffering, severe, excruciating pain on the cross. And he says, if it is possible, remove this cup. Yet, not what I will, but what you will. Do you know the privilege of you and me calling God Abba Father? This is the privilege. Why? Jesus prayed this prayer, and yet his prayer was rejected by Father. You know that, right? He said, remove this cup from me. But that was not Father's will. Father's will for his son, this son, was to drink the cup of death, to die on the cross, painful death on our behalf. That was the Father's will. So God reject his son's prayer so that many sons can call him Abba Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, this is a privilege. For us to call God Abba Father, Jesus had to die on the cross.
Amen.
He had to be abandoned by the Father.
Amen.
That's why on the cross, remember what Jesus spilled out, what he cried on the cross? Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, right?
Amen.
My God, why have you forsaken me? You see, Jesus was forsaken because of us, so that we can be accepted. Jesus was abandoned, and he was struck. He was beaten. He was crucified, so that we can call our God Abba Father. This is a great privilege. Hallelujah. Amen. Next verse. Next verse. Let's go. Begin. Begin.
What then shall be saved from these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Indeed, he who did not spare his own son,
but deliver him up for us all. How shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this verse. Wonderful, isn't it? What then shall we say for these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, many times we are in fear and we are in worry and anxious, right? Listen to this. If God is for you, who can be against us? We can call our God Abba Father, and you are dear, his dear child. I mean, if God is for you, who can be against you? So, brothers and sisters, don't worry. You are under his care. You are on the arms of his love. And then verse 32, indeed, he who did not, look at this, he who did not spare his own son, the father did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. He delivered his only son on the cross. Amen. Deliver him on the cross. Now, who in this world would deliver his only son to be crucified on the cross? Who? There's no father like that. Our God is a true father.
Amen.
He delivered his son for us all. Right? So that how shall he not also with him, with Jesus, freely give us all things? Amen. We have got to believe you are our Father. He's your Abba Father. He knows your name. He knows your thoughts. He sees every tear you share. Oh, he's your Abba Father. He's your true Father. Listen to him. Love him. Give your heart to him. Commit to him. Make him number one person in your life. His name is Abba Father. Hallelujah. We can praise him. Okay. I think it's two more verses. Okay. Luke 11, 13. Ready? Begin. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more?
Father, the Holy Spirit, who ask him.
Although we are evil, if your child asks for something, right? Ask for fish, you're not going to give scorpion, right? Snake. Ask for bread, you're not going to give a rock, stone, right? Then how much more, it says, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The best gift you can receive is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Abba Father will give you Holy Spirit, which is his Spirit. Okay. The last verse now. Last verse. Okay. Ready? Begin.
He knows my name.
For him. He ran to his son. He raised his arms around him and kissed him. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put the ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fire and kill him.
Let us please and celebrate.
Whenever I read that, I'm so amazed. I'm so amazed. Look at this now. You know the story, right? You know the story. Prodigal son. The father is a figure of our father in heaven. And prodigal son is a figure of us. We are prodigal sons, right? So prodigal son is coming back. He came to his senses and now he's coming back. Look at this now. Father saw him and was filled with compassion. Did you know that our father in heaven, our father is filled with compassion?
Amen.
Oh, he feels with you. He's overwhelmed.
Amen.
With you. He's not only feeling a little feeling for you, but he's overwhelmed. He's filled with compassion, okay, for you. And then this is what he did. He ran to his son. Now in those days, okay, you're old man. You don't run, okay, in front of slavery. You don't run. But he ran. He didn't care anything about how other people look at him. He ran and threw his arms around him and he started kissing his son. Look at this. He made me be very smelly, isn't it? He lived a pig. Very smelly, very dirty. And he didn't care. He just hugged him, embraced him, and started kissing. Now this is our Abba Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, he wants to kiss you. He wants to embrace you. He wants to love you. Oh, he wants to forgive you. Oh, he wants to restore you. He wants to empower you. He has everything.
Amen.
What you need. Okay, listen. Verse 21. The son said to him, right? Our father, I have sinned against you in the heaven. Let's go. And then verse 22. But the father, look, the son said, oh, I have sinned against you and the heaven and you. Please, you know, let me be one of your slaves. With this, father did not reply anything. That's not his father's interest. What's father's interest? It's a feast and celebration.
Amen.
That was his interest, right? And this is what he said now. Bring the best rope. That rope was prepared even before. Even before. The moment the son left his home, right? Father prepared the best rope. Because he knew, he believed that he's going to come back.
Amen.
Oh, you cannot run away from the father.
Amen.
Because God is faithful, you will come back.
Amen.
You will come back.
Amen.
Now or later.
Amen.
Better to be now.
Amen.
Not later. Because later, you know, now you have a chance to become an overcomer.
Amen.
Not later. Hallelujah. So he prepared best robe and a ring and sandals, right? All the things that he can give to the son. But this is not what I'm amazed. I mean, this is amazing grace too. But you know what? Verse 23 is what struck my heart. It says, bring the fattened calf. Bring the fattened calf. And kill it. And kill it. Whenever I read this part, it breaks my heart. Because this fattened calf is Jesus. And kill it. Father was willing to kill his own son. Why? To have a feast and celebration with many sons.
Amen.
This is the gospel.
Amen.
God was willing to sacrifice his one and only son so that he can have many sons.
Amen.
A corporate bride.
Amen.
So he can have a new Jerusalem. Now we can call him Abba Father. Because fattened calf was prepared and was killed on the cross. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We can eat Jesus as our living bread, who was crucified for us.
Amen.
We can eat him and we can enjoy him.
Amen.
What a sacrifice of the Father. He's eatable because he was killed. He's eatable. He's enterable because he was killed. We can enjoy him because he was killed. Now he became a life-giving spirit, and that spirit is living in us. We call that spirit indwelling spirit, and we can enjoy. He will never leave you nor forsake you because he's already living within you.
Amen.
Praise God for this wonderful gospel. We can call him Abba Father. Oh, Abba Father. Oh, Abba Father. How you have sacrificed your one and only son
so that we can celebrate and feast by eating Jesus as our living bread, by drinking Jesus as our living water.
Amen.
Oh, Abba Father.
Amen.
Praise. I sing this.